From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, scores of residents in the Papine area benefit from a wellness fest. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The University of Technology, UTEC, has launched its Papine Wellness Fest 2017, which aims to engage thousands of residents living in 15 communities close to the campus. The intervention is being implemented over a six-week period from February 23 and includes dental and basic health checkups, seminars on healthy lifestyle practices, education, justice and security talks, a community work day, as well as football and netball competitions. Director for Community Services and Development at the University, Paulton Gordon, says activities will be centered on four hub communities, Augustown, Kintyre, Gordontown, and Standpipe, with other neighborhoods being invited to benefit from the offerings.
Part of our responsibility is to give service to our communities and to create opportunities to develop and grow. We saw an opportunity to leverage the skills and competences of the university. So we have been doing that for a while, and we wanted to further expand our outreach into the communities.
Mr. Gordon adds that the events will serve to make residents more aware of various career opportunities with the help of partners including the National Integrity Action, NIA, Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, and the Papine Development Area Committee. The Social Development Commission, SDC, will also lend its on-the-ground expertise. SDC Field Supervisor Darren Murray says the agency is pleased to partner with the university, noting that real change begins at the community level.
Well, SDC is the main community development organization for the government, and we will partner with any project or any endeavor that aids in community development, and this Wellness Fest is aimed at developing the community on a holistic level, medical resources, through knowledge, and of course SDC will continue to push and promote our programmatic areas as well too as a sporting component that will benefit the community physically.
He expressed hope that sponsorship opportunities will continue to grow.
Last year when we rolled out, we had a little bit of difficulty with funding, but we made it through. We thank the partners that have joined on, so we can expand a little bit more. We have added another stop in Standpipe, which was not there last year, and that's because of the sponsors that have come on. So we are able to get a broader reach. We encourage others and members of the corporate community and also other government agencies, if they want to be a part of it, it's no problem.
Key agencies such as the Registrar General's Department, RGD, and Tax Administration Jamaica will also be on hand to provide services and information. The next stop is African Gardens in Augustown, February 26, followed by a wellness and information fair in Kintyre on March 2. After that, it's entertainment and sports again in Kintyre on March 5. Call 839-7860 to find out more about the Papine Wellness Fest 2017. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal of licenses is March 31, 2017. To facilitate meeting the deadline, the BGLC team will have representatives stationed at tax offices to assist with renewal of licenses for 2017 to 2018. The team will be at St. Anne's Bay, February 27 and 28, in Mandeville, March 6 and 7, Savannah Lamar, March 13 and 14, and in Montego Bay, March 20 and 21. For all dates and locations, follow BGLC on Facebook, visit our website at bglc.gov.jm, and see the press for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.